someone else do some giving. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have it down, why don't you take it? You might just make it after all. You might just make it after all. There's a
aspects of success in any course of study, academic, vocational, or artistic, depend first on systematic development of your mind, and secondly, on efficient use of your time. Efficient studying is largely a matter of habit. Plan positive suggestion is the quickest, most effective means known for modifying old habits and establishing new ones. The suggestions on this side of the record will help you to cultivate good study habits and will make the learning process easier and more enjoyable than you have ever found it before. That is what you decide. that is the reason why you are listening to this record. So let us begin. You are going to relax. So begin by making yourself perfectly comfortable. Sit down in your favorite chair. The chair in which you do your reading, your thinking, and your relaxation. Or lie down on your favorite Chesterfield.
Just like the last, for I live in the past. In my room, where every night is the same, I play a dangerous game. I keep pretending he's late, and that's it, and I wait.
Thank you. This is Jim Backus for Levy's Lazy Boy Shop. For years, you've identified me with...
I can't believe... Number one, I ordinarily do not read this kind of shit. However, that's no excuse for being a total fuck-up and a screaming incompetent. Turn it on. Slate. I'm going to sell this piece of shit if it's the last thing I do.
This is Jim Backus for Levy's Lazy Boy Shop.
I do. Why do you even have to ask a thing like that?
Because I read somewhere that if two people enjoy being alone together, that's the acid test of a good marriage.
All right, Edith, we got 100% acid marriage, all right?
Do you love me?
Where the hell are you getting these questions?
Fiddler on the Roof. Oh. The wife asks the husband, "Do you love me?" Yeah, I heard it on the radio. And the man in the song couldn't give her a direct answer either.
Edith, I give you my answer every day. I live with you. I take care of you. I go to work. I come home. I go to work. I come home. Now I'm reading, will you?
Do you love me?
Will you stop that? You sing like a piece of chalk on a blackboard. Now, what's that look for?
What look, Archie?
You got that same look the time you gave 50 cents to the Black Panthers because you thought they were going to preserve our wildlife. Hurry up with my cocoa, huh? I want to get to sleep. I gotta go to work in the morning.
Archie, you could be in bed right now if you weren't so narrow-minded about this thing.
I ain't narrow-minded. I just refuse to have any uncertified goings-on under this roof.
No. You just got a hang-up about sex.
I ain't got no hang-up about that.
You can't even say the word sex.
There's women around here, you palooka. I don't use four-letter words around women.
Admit it, Daddy. Your whole generation's afraid of sex.
Oh, listen, little girl. If I was afraid of it, you wouldn't be here. Right, Edith?
I'm trying to remember.
Turn the world on with her smile. Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, babe, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it.
Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the time, why don't you take it? You might just make it.
You have the looks and charms, and girl, you know that is all you need. All the men around adore you. That sexy look that does wonders for you.
Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the town, why don't you take it? You might just make.
That's Sammy Davis Jr. singing the theme song to the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Coming full circle, we started today's show off with the original version of the theme song from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. You are listening to Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy, and the Generation Exploitation Podcast on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Before Sammy Davis Jr., we heard Gene Stapleton, Carol O'Connor, Rob Reiner, and Sally Struthers on the All in the Family record, Volume 1, 1971, Atlantic Records. Obviously, those tracks taken straight off the sitcom and pressed onto vinyl. Before that, we heard a Chinese cover of Love Potion Number 9. I cannot read the name of the singer. Before that, we heard a Jim Backus outtake from a mattress ad that he was trying to record. Backus was the spokesperson in the early 1970s for a Los Angeles-based mattress store and company. Of course, you know Jim Backus best outside of Los Angeles and on Gilligan's Island. Before that, we heard Downtown as covered by Mrs. Miller off her Capitol Records LP, Mrs. Miller's Greatest Hits. Before that, a song titled In My Room, but not the Beach Boys track of the same name. This was off Nancy Sinatra's smash LP, Boots, and that song written by Vance and Pokeris, not Brian Wilson, was actually based on a song that was originally in Spanish. Nancy Sinatra, In My Room. Before that, we heard a cover version of the Beach Boys song, In My Room, from the Holly Ridge Strings on Capitol Records, coupled with the Mighty Ravine trying to hypnotize us off his LP, Study and Concentration with Ravine. And before that, In My Room, covered by Wildman Fisher, the former Frank Zappa associate and eccentric singer who suffers from mental health problems. And a pretty good documentary came out about Wildman Fisher the other year called Derailroaded, highly recommended. This track off his 1981 Rhino Records LP, pronounced Normal. And Fisher was the first person to ever record for the Rhino Records label. Right now I'm going to play a very strange LP titled Thornton Tees Off on Delta Records. This LP from 1960 is A Yearbook in Sound, produced by the TTHS Debate Club. That's the Thornton Township High School Debate Club. Pressed this record, published by Delta Productions, Chicago, Illinois. And Thornton Township was located in South Holland, Illinois, a place I've never been to. But this LP from their high school, they decided in 1960 that instead of spending all that money on pressing actual yearbooks, they would press vinyl yearbooks, a recording of that year's memories. And with narration from Jerome Batus and Bob Jacobson, directed by Robert D. Zeckel, let's listen to this audio yearbook from 1960. Thornton Tees Off.
Our superintendent, Dr. Lodgston.
Someone has said that we live only in those moments when we are conscious of our treasures. This album can be the medium through which the pleasant memories of Thornton are recalled. The passing of time, then, will serve only to make these memories more vivid and meaningful.
I'm tired, but I gotta stay awake. One more day of school. Well, this is the last time I have to be on hall guard duty.
Yeah,
I'm sure glad to get out of here. Gotta stay awake. Only one more period, and then freedom. No more school. No more school. What's wrong? Who are you? What is your hall pass?
I am the spirit of Thornton.
The what?
The spirit of Thornton.
What do you want?
I heard you mention that you would be glad to leave this school.
Yes, but...
Have you forgotten the times when you were very glad to be here? Come with me.
Where?
Through the halls of time and the sounds of Thornton's past.
But how?
Quiet. If you are still, you will hear. Listen.
Siren. I remember. It's the homecoming parade. There's the band marching down the street.
Now, because you are about to leave these halls, a special memory for you. Your class's final achievement, Androcles and the Lion, the senior class play. Do you recall this scene?
Gee, it's all over. I kind of hate to leave now. I'll miss these halls.
Leave you must, but part of you will remain. You have left your mark on Thornton's proud tradition. You will always be here. You are part of the spirit of Thornton.
Principal, Mr. Renfro.
The name and spirit of Thornton are written clearly and indelibly within our heart of hearts. I know that the deeper our feeling about Thornton, the richer our experiences here, the more we shall treasure these vividly recorded memories that are now drawing to a close. Certainly this year has been a wonderful year. We have truly rounded out the fabulous 50s as we hit new heights in enrollments, activities, student responsibilities, and academic success. With the opening of the fine new Thorn Ridge High School, we are off to a wonderful start on the spectacular 60s. May these recorded memories of this happy and eventful year ever remind you of the brightest and the best of Thornton and serve to inspire you in the years ahead.
We'll have the news and the correct time for you in about 10 minutes. But right now, I'd like to introduce Mr. Square Music himself, Barry Campbell, winner of the award for musical television show. And Barry, it's been nice to have you drop by here today. I want to ask you a few questions about yourself and about the brand of music you turn out.
Well, wonderful. And I want to thank you for the opportunity of coming on your program and letting all your great fans listen to my new album.
Now, this new album is entitled what, Barry?
It's called... Barry Campbell plays for the debutante cotillion dance in Trenton, New Jersey.
And I understand that the entire album was recorded right on the spot. Is that right, Barry?
That's right. And, well, you've probably noticed, being a disc jockey yourself, the great rise in popularity of the type of music at balls and dances. It gives it a real huge room sound and like people dancing. It's
Is
very
that
popular.
So? Well, maybe
I
that will catch
that.
On. I
uh-huh.
hadn't come across that as yet.
Uh-huh.
Do you run into any particular problems when you go on location to make a record? I mean...
Barry, my billing, Mr. Square Music, is an awkward handle for me to cope with.
I should think it would be, yes.
It leads to jibes from dancers as they go by the stand and all, but it's the kind of music I like.
Well, isn't it also... aren't you billed as Barry, Mr. Square Music, Campbell... and his Makes You Go Home Humming the Melody Orchestra?
Well, that's another slogan of mine. You've got to be able to hum the tune.
That's what I thought.
I wouldn't be honest with myself if I played that other type of music, that roll, that rock.
Rock and roll.
Whatever they call it.
You go strictly for the melody so that they can
hum
hear
the
tune and remember it.
That's right. So I wonder if you could put the platter on your turntable now and give it a whirl.
Love to do that for you. Here is Barry, Mr. Square Music Campbell, and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Music by Mr. Square Music himself, Barry Campbell, played on location at the Cotillion Ball in Trenton, New Jersey. Barry,
I hope you liked it. And
I heard a great deal of extraneous background noise there. It almost seemed as if there were a fight taking place at one point.
Well, now, everyone
who's... Does that bother
you
when you're up in the stand?
Everyone who's played that record has made the same comment.
Comes through pretty clearly.
Uh-huh. And
One fellow didn't even seem to be playing with the orchestra. He seemed to be way out there with...
I was hoping you wouldn't notice that. He didn't know that it was a take, and it was a little lip practice for the clarinet player. He didn't know we were really recording.
Really recording it, huh?
I'm sorry you caught that.
Well, I think everybody would catch that.
You do,
yes.
Uh-huh. Well...
Is this already released, or is it too late to bring
it
back?
No, they're pressed and out now, and they're at your record store.
Well, lots of luck with it, Barry Campbell, and what are your plans for the future? Do you have other albums that you're...
Well, of course, the orchestra, you know, is broken up.
It's disbanded, hasn't it?
Well, after we made this one recording at the debutante dance, Cotillion, the bus broke down, and consequently, we went out of business. I couldn't get around.
Well, that was when... That was at the beginning of the summer. I remember you you were riding an ice cream wagon selling ice cream on the streets.
That's right. Right after I disbanded the orchestra.
Did you find a lot of the kids recognized you from your music days? Or...
No, not so much. And my popularity then depended on the weekly special. Mm-hmm. Now, the week I had coconut cherry, I think I was most popular.
Well, the burnt almond was pretty good, too, wasn't it?
No, you would think so.
It wasn't popular.
No, it wasn't as popular as I had hoped. Mm-hmm. Your chocolate chip, I had a nice week with that.
How about the pineapple?
No, there again. Unfortunately, it didn't work out.
I guess vanilla will always be the...
Vanilla is,
the big
is steady, but then you can never feature it for a week. There's no reason for anybody to stop you when you're featuring vanilla.
Yeah.
Cherry Jubilee, on the other hand, was another flop that I hadn't figured on. So it's been a long, hot summer. And I'm looking forward to a cold winter.
Well, I guess we've covered about everything we can, Barry Campbell. And
well, again, thank you. It's always been not only my favorite program, but my favorite station.
Second home, I imagine.
Right, and I feel like it's my second home. And I've always liked the way you've given the correct time in the news.
Well, we'll be having that time in just a minute or two. And the folks, of course, have all been glad to hear this little chat with you. Your fans are here. I think they kind of consider you a native son in a way, although you weren't born here, were you?
Yes.
Oh, you were. We'll have the news and the correct time for you in about 10 minutes.
Let us present a salute. Let trumpets proclaim a ruby to toot for the most superior nation with the highest civilization and the greatest concentration of facilities of sanitation. So keep your restrooms clean, men. Keep your restrooms clean. Keep them neat and sweet, men, fit for any queen. Keep the washbowls bright with elbow grease and spit. Keep them stinking lovely. That won't hurt a bit. Folks are mighty fussy where they have to sit. So keep your restrooms clean, boys. Keep your restrooms clean. Yes, keep your restrooms clean, men. Keep your restrooms clean. Keep them neat and sweet, men. Fit for any queen. Keep the paper handy. Keep the washbowls fit. Always wipe the toilet seats free of dirt and grit. Folks are mighty fussy where they have to sit. So keep your restrooms clean, boys. Keep your restrooms clean. Keep the girls' room clean, boys. Give it lots of class. Gals insist they like a cleanly looking glass. Keep waste baskets handy for things that might clog it. Mopping up the floor's a chore that I must admit. Girls are mighty fussy where they have to sit. So keep the girls' room clean, boys. Keep the girls' room clean. Keep your restrooms clean, men. Yes, keep your restrooms clean. Keep them neat and sweet, men. Fit for any queen. Always keep the light on. Always keep it lit. erase the verses on the wall, written by some wit. Folks don't go for poetry when they have to sit. So keep your restroom clean, men. Keep your restrooms clean.
Opportunity to catch up on my fan mail. Even as a boy wonder, it's really hard to read all the tons of mail I get. Here is a happy letter from someone just about your age. Dear cute, wonderful, fabulous, magnificent, exquisite boy wonder, a cold chill runs up my spine every time I see you sock a villain. And oh, how I cry when you're even scratched. Please don't send me a mimeograph copy of interesting facts about you. I want your handwriting. I have a whole wall of my room dedicated to you. Oh, boy wonder, I'm making a gum wrapper chain to symbolize my love for you. It's going to be as long as I am tall. And I'm 5'10" in stocking feet. Please, boy wonder, please come next Saturday and sleep for a week or two. I will feed you breakfast in bed. I will make your bed for you. And I like you so much that I want you to spend the whole summer with me. I hope you know this is a girl writing.
It has been a hard day's night, and I have been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get you money to buy you things. And it's worth it just to hear you say you are going to give me everything. That's why I love to come home. 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you, holding me tight, tight. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right.
Flesh, colored Band-Aid. That's another thing we left the blacks out of, man. Didn't consult them at all. Flesh, colored. We didn't even consult the whites on that one. You ever notice them Band-Aids? I don't know anybody that color. It's kind of an off coffee. I don't know nobody like that. And I've never seen anybody with their pores laid out in grids that way, man. Fucking science fiction. But some businessman had to pick that color out. He had to approve it. Some man who was assigned a pad, a pencil, a place to write, had to okay the art department. Art department brought up all the shit? Let me see. Well, let me see. 55, 51, I don't know. 51, oh, well, 53. That'll be flesh. 53. Wow. Didn't even bother me. Flesh-colored crayons pissed me off. I was a war baby. 1937. That made me 8 years of age when it was over. And flesh-colored crayons didn't come in for a long time, man. Flesh-colored crayons came in when I was 19. And I had been out of coloring for over a year by then. I had gone through rubbing orange and red together. Another color that bothers me is blue. Why is there no blue food? There's no blue food, man. Blueberries are purple. A lot of things blue on the vine, a little bit blue on the vine, bullshit, purple. There's no blue food, man. Someone has the blue food. We want the blue food.
That was The Monkees, one of their best tracks. They often recorded crud, but that track was arranged for The Monkees by Neil Sedaka, of all people, who actually wrote that song as well, off their 1969 LP, Instant Replay, released after the television show The Monkees went off the air, and it is missing Peter Tork, but playing their own instruments, pretty good stuff. Probably, in my opinion, their best LP. Before that, we heard George Carlin ranting about blue food, or the lack of it, off An Evening with Wally Londo, his 1975 LP. Before that, we heard an interpretation of A Hard Day's Night by one Peter Sellers. Before that, written, arranged, and conducted by Frank Zappa and produced by Tom Wilson for MGM Records, we heard a novelty 45 sung by Burt Ward, Robin, from the Batman television show. I'm not making any of this up. Frank Zappa gets the writing credit for this track titled Boy Wonder, I Love You. We heard lines like, I hope you know I am a girl, and so on. And the lines came from actual Burt Ward fan letters that Frank Zappa and the Boy Wonder edited together to create the lyrics for this song. The flip side of this 45 is titled Orange Colored Sky, and it's very strange as well. play that on the show another time. Before we listened to Burt Ward and Frank Zappa's collaboration, we heard a 45 promotional single put out by Red Lion Gasoline called Keep Your Restrooms Clean, Men. And not even one source of bitterness in the singer's voice. How about that? What a guy. Before that, we heard two of the funniest men of all time, Bob and Ray, from their RCA Victor comedy record, Bob and Ray on a Platter. Of course, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob Elliott was Chris Elliott's father. That record probably from 1957 or so. Before that, we heard The Intruder by The Ventures, composed by The Closet Venture, The Ghost Venture, The Uncredited Venture, the incomparable Billy Strange, arguably the greatest studio musician of all time, The Intruder by The Ventures. And we started off this set with Thornton Tees Off, an audio yearbook from 1960 in some small area of Illinois. Instead of pressing book form yearbooks that year, they put out vinyl LP yearbooks. A strange concept, as we heard. That does it for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The threat of nuclear warfare is a threat to all of us. How can we live with this threat? Our best life insurance may be summed up in four words. Stay alert. This will take some doing on your part. It will take ingenuity. It will take fervor. It will take the desire to survive. And it need not take a lot of money. All you'll need is shelter and common sense. Nature packs more power into a thunderstorm, a volcano, or an earthquake. Since we like our foods concentrated and readily available for use, we might label our nuclear weapons instant death. There's no doubt about it. If you live within a few miles of where one of these bombs strike, you'll die instantly. You'll also die if you live downwind from where the bomb falls, even a few hundred miles away. It may be a slow and lingering death, but it would be equally as final as the death from the bomb blast itself. You'll die unless you have shelter. Shelter from the intense heat and the radiation that is the byproduct nuclear explosion. Some of this radiation disappears in the twinkling of an eye. Some of it lingers for thousands of years. You must have protection against that radiation. A home shelter can provide that protection. The Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization has given long study to the problem of home shelters. It's been found feasible, practical, and also fairly cheap. Thus, the President of the United States has urged a program of home shelters. The OCDM has provided plans for them. They're contained in a booklet called The Family Fallout Shelter. And booklets will be found with this record album. Let's assume bombs fall before you have time to prepare a shelter in the belief atomic war will never come. We can always hope that man will never use such a weapon, but we should also adopt the Boy Scout slogan, be prepared. The first alert is sounding. You hear it in the background. What will you do? There are three courses of action open to you. They'll vary in different sections of the country. Evacuation can lead to massive death tolls if carried out in big cities by panic-stricken people. In some places, you're advised to leave the city or the target area if it's known. In other places, you're told to seek shelter in pre-established areas or go to your own family shelter.
Them proud, then I'm the girl who's gonna shout out loud. I'm so true, I got a mother for you. Come on. I remember the time you were all alone. You had your thing together, that secret made you go. So I will raise my mother, take a lot of time and pain, and make sure you never, never, never have to look again. What I said was true, you see. I've got a love for you. But you see, you've always been close to me. When I want to see you, I phone, never send a letter. Sometimes I want to call your father, but something else is better. So go on. The camel walk in that bad hot home. And this mother, I'll stay a secret. And you still be alone. Be alone. You be alone. You be alone, baby. Nobody but you. Oh, you be alone. Oh, I'm not fat. And I'm not tall. I'm not a girl with skinny legs at all. And I'm the girl who's gonna shout way out loud. I'm so true. I got a mouth for you. Come on. I remember the time you were all alone. You had your thing together, and that secret made you go. So I will raise my mother, take a lot of time and pain, and make sure you never, baby, you'll never have to look again. So you see, I've got a love for you. But you see, you've always been close to me. When I want to see you, I phone, never send a letter. Sometimes I want to call your father, something else is better. So go on and do the camel walk in that bad pot of home. And this mother will stay a secret. And you still be alone. You be alone. Oh, you be alone. Nobody but you. You be alone. Can you hear me say it? Oh, oh, oh. I be alone, baby. You be alone. I remain that secret.
Look at them.
Seldom hear or read about the thousands that are good. I don't say we should march all day or picket every night. I simply propose the following, a teenage Bill of Rights.
One.
Nothing we do should go unnoticed, not even the smallest deed. And no one should even question our color, race, or creed.
Two.
We should be recognized as leaders of tomorrow. It's just a small minority who go on causing sorrow. Us the strength we need to open any door.
Four.
We want the right to listen, the right to disagree. After all, in your Bill of Rights, it says all men are free.
Five.
We'll let us think for ourselves, to have a mind of our own. The day may not be too far off when we'll have to stand alone. When they are 18, we'll not be fighting men.
Seven.
We'll work our heads off every day and every night. Just give us what we ask for in our teenage Bill of Rights. We only ask for seven, but we know that you have 10. But should we need the other three, you'll hear from us again.